With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be joined by Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio and James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group as we preview the penultimate weekend in both the Premier Division and Division 1 North and South. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So hello everybody and welcome to this week's show. It's a bit of a shorter show this week. That's because we've got a load of exciting shows coming up over the next fortnight and we don't want to peak too soon. So this week, coming up very shortly, we're going to be talking about all things NPL, Premier Division and the running that's taking place over the next couple of weeks or so. However, on Tuesday stroke Wednesday, we've got a special podcast out, which will be pre-recorded live from the NPL Awards, which will be just littered with comment, with interviews, with banter, and with some kind of drunken rant, I'm sure. But that will be out on Wednesday next week. And also out next week, we've got a earlier than normal EvoStick Division 1 show. That's going to be out on Friday, and we'll be trying to make sense of the final weekend of the season in Division 1 South and North. Speaking of Division 1 South and North, just to give you a little update on where we are with Division 1 South at the moment, Stafford Rangers are still out in front. The gap is 6 points. Shawlane Aquaforce do have a game in hand. However, on Wednesday evening, Shawlane Aquaforce will drop 2 points, drawing 3-3 at home to Goole. And that result means that this weekend's match, and it's a big match between Stafford Rangers and fourth place Basford United, that could, depending on the result between Shawlane Aquaforce and Kidsgrove Athletic, could see Stafford Rangers crowned champions. So a very pivotal weekend coming up in Division 1 South. Just to confirm, Colville Town, who are currently in third position, they're 4 points behind Shawlane Aquaforce, but Shawlane do have a game in hand. But just to say, Colville Town are 8 points ahead of Basford United. So that means Colville Town are guaranteed home advantage in the semi-final. Whether they can catch Shawlane Aquaforce, well, we'll find out in the coming week or so. Colville Town this weekend, they're travelling to Carlton Town. Just to say, Basford United. I'm going to keep that joke going now to the end of the season, Basford fans, just so you know. Basford United, they're currently 8 points ahead of Lincoln United. They are guaranteed playoff semi-final status in the final week of the season. Lincoln United, well, they're still being chased down by Chasetown. See what I did there? 3 points the gap. Lincoln United in that final playoff position. Lincoln United this weekend travel to Romulus. Chasetown hosts Rugby Town, who've had a very good second half to the season. So that is Division 1 South. Very exciting going into this weekend and the final week of the season. Just a mention for Division 1 North. Division 1 North, well, the title can be sealed tomorrow on Saturday by Warrington Town. They just need a point, and Warrington Town will be hosting local rivals Prescott Cables this Saturday. Spennymoor, who mathematically can still catch Warrington Town, well, they're travelling to Northwich Victoria. Boom. Northwich Victoria are currently in third position. Glossop North End are 2 points behind them. Glossop North End this weekend, well, they're travelling to Ossett Town. Ossett Town now officially safe from relegation. So congratulations to everyone at Ossett Town. And their manager, Grant Black, who has proven, for all those managers who listen to this, that you can come on an EvoStick podcast and it not ruin your season. So there you go. So congratulations to everyone at Ossett Town. But back to the top end of the table. Glossop North End will be travelling to Ossett Town this weekend. Burscough are currently 4 points back. They've got a 5-point cushion to Clitheroe. So Burscough have that last playoff spot at the moment. And guess what? Burscough this weekend will be travelling to Clitheroe in a proper must-win for Clitheroe and must-not-get-beat for Burscough this weekend. So it's all settling down in Division 1 North. And just to mention finally as well, commiserations to Harrogate Railway, who have now been officially relegated from the division. Our commiserations, and we hope you bounce back for next season. But just to confirm one last time, Warrington Town against Prescott Cables this weekend could see the Division 1 North title go the way of Warrington Town in what has been a very, very exciting season in both Division 1 South and Division 1 North. So, from Division 1 North to, well, the Premier Division, and to look back at last weekend's results and what has proved to be quite a turning point in the season for a few clubs, we're now joined by Mr. Turning Point himself. It's James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I don't know what Mr. Turning Point actually means. I just went with it. And it seemed to go well, so that's what I'm sticking with it.
It explains me very well, don't worry.
Okay, that's fine. So we should start things off with, well, we've just been dealing with Warrington Town there, and it's coming to that point in the season where positions are becoming, well, cemented. And unfortunately, one of those positions cemented now is the team in second from bottom, Colwyn Bay. Our commiseration is now officially relegated from the NPL Premier Division. A 3-0 defeat away at Barwell at the weekend and a 4-1 defeat midweek hosting Whitby Town. It's been one of them seasons for Colwyn Bay. They've just not really got going, have they?
No, they did have that little bit of a spell during Christmas time where you thought they had a slight bit of opportunity. But since mid-February, it's fallen away again. They've had a fantastic run. I mean, it's very rare you see a team down the bottom end of the table winning nine games during the season. So all credit to them. They have given this a go, but I think they had that run at the beginning, massive drop during the rest of the autumn. Christmas had that potentially, could they get out? But then since, they've hardly scoring goals as well, looking at the last couple of results. So it's more... It was expected, and again...
We should say as well, Colwyn Bay aren't the first club to go right through from the National North straight down to Division 1 North. It's proving quite a difficult drop for a few teams who've made that journey, and all the best to Colwyn Bay coming back next season. So, we mentioned turning points for a few other teams, and it feels like the title picture now... I know Tom Wade kind of hinted at it, that it was in Darlington's hands when we interviewed him last week, but it is now very much in Darlington's hands. A 2-0 win at Grantham Town on Saturday. At the same time, Skelmersdale United went up to Croft Park and beat Blyth Spartans by 2-1. A cracking result, that, for Skelmersdale United. Darlington followed up that 2-0 win on Saturday by beating Skelmersdale United, funnily enough, 3-0. And while we're talking about that match on Tuesday, congratulations to Spennymoor Town and a big thank you for hosting that match. Excellent, showing the non-league family alive and well. But a big set of results that for Darlington. Now 2 points clear of Blyth with a game in hand up at the top of the table.
Yeah, you've got a two-horse race now between Darlington and Blyth at the moment. Salford officially cannot catch them up. So it's a fight to finish to see what can happen. It is in Darlington's proposition here to win the league, and again, looking at the fixtures they've got left, you'd imagine so at this moment in time it's something they could do, but they could get caught out with the games they've got to play, especially next week with Stamford and Whitby coming up. The only one that might have slipped off of was Nantwich last Thursday night. Obviously we couldn't mention the result there, so I'll mention it now. Obviously Nantwich gave that a massive goal as well, just to try and upset the odds, but this last week has proven what Darlington can do. And looking forward, if they don't win the league, they will win the playoffs, in my opinion. Okay. Both these two teams will now be going up. This is my honest opinion. Call it that now. It will be very close. And if Darlington slip up, it is going to go down to the last day.
We should mention Salford City at this moment. We'll come back to Stamford in a second, but Saturday, Stamford 1, Salford City 1. A good result, that, for Stamford. Salford, really, they're in third, aren't they? They're going to finish in third this season. They've got home advantage for one of the semi-finals. That's job done, really, because all things considered, with the way Darlington and Blyth have performed this season.
Yeah, I mean, they can still finish in an away playoff position at this moment in time. But yeah, the way Karen was saying it the other night, job's done. Just let your focus on the playoffs now. And one more win for Salford should see him in the having home for the semi-finals. It could have been a lot more, in my opinion. Again, fighting it to the end of the season. But for what they've done, we're coming up straight away to finish third, as well as Darlington, fighting for the title, it's a great, great achievement.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I think that's let Salford down this season, again, has been the beginning. Where they couldn't win at home.
Hey, don't do your end of season review just yet. We've got that in a couple of weeks' time. But anyway, just to cover off the remaining playoff positions, I feel like as well there's been a big step. We mentioned turning points earlier, a corner being turned. I think it's happened this week with Ashton United and Stourbridge. Ashton United drew 2-2 away at Nantwich Town on Saturday, and considering the stutter that they had last week against Salford, that probably is a good result. And they followed that up on Tuesday night with a 2-0 away win at Rushall Olympic. Stourbridge joined them on 81 points in fifth position on goal difference, beat Michelover Sports 3-1 on Saturday away from home, and drew 1-1 against Matlock Town at Causeway Lane on Tuesday evening. Those four results there leaves Ashton United and Stourbridge on 81 points in the playoffs, 4 points clear now of Workington. And I'll just cover off the Workington result. They only played once this week, and that was on Saturday, and they went down by 3-1 at Frickley Athletic. Frickley Athletic once again proving to be very, very difficult. But it's looking, with three games left, like Ashton United and Stourbridge have taken a leap forward here for the playoffs.
They have indeed, and including Tuesday night's defeat to Nantwich as well for Workington, where they went down 2-0. They've not won in three now, and they were right in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Workington it's hard to explain what has happened here, because it's
one of them things, isn't it? I mean, someone has to drop out of the playoff race at some point. Yeah. I mean, Barwell and Nantwich and Rushall were in the mix at one point in the last couple of months. It's just one of them things. There's only four places available, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's the playoff picture done, I feel. It is still between Ashton, Stourbridge and Workington. 4 points going into the last three games of the season. Very shortly, we're going to be catching up with Andrew Snaith to hear his thoughts on this playoff picture. Speaking of Andrew Snaith and Whitby Town Radio, has a corner been turned down the bottom end of the table as well? We've been mentioning the Stamford game, the last game of the season, where they're playing Michelover Sports. The relegation pitch at the minute, it's looking a bit more solid, I'm going to suggest. Stamford 1, Salford City 1, a result we mentioned earlier. That does leave, though, Stamford third from bottom, 4 points now from Whitby Town and safety. So all to do with three games left to play. Hyde United went down by 3-1 at home to Ilkeston. We said that was a must-win game for Hyde United, and that result leaves them fourth from bottom, 3 points now from Whitby Town. And Whitby Town do have a game in hand. They on Saturday they beat Marine by 1-0, and then they followed that up midweek with that 4-1 win against Colwyn Bay. An excellent week for Whitby Town, and not such a good week for Hyde United and Stamford.
Whitby Town are just out for blood at this moment in time. They've relegated two teams in the last 2 weeks. Looking on all the pages, every Whitby fan, including Andrew Snaith, has been saying they want to send all four teams down this weekend, which is very possible if results go the way. Stamford, I think, again, coming back to Stamford very, very quickly, I think that's their season up and over and done with. They've got too much to do with hard with opposition to got to play. Hyde United, it's in their own hands now to stay up, but it's looking more and more like the impossible task. Michelover are starting to pick up wins. Whitby Town are just on form. Marine more and safe now. I think Marine just need a point realistically to stay up. So it's grim, and I think for the first time in a while, it's not going to go to the last day of the season.
Okay. We mentioned Michelover Sports there and Marine. Michelover have got a 4-point cushion. They've not really had a good week. I mean, they got beat by Stourbridge, as we said, and you know, and Marine, they got beat as well. That they got a 1-1 draw at home to Frickley Athletic midweek. But they're doing enough. They have done enough over the last couple of weeks. And that's pretty much it for talking points. We could go into the mid-table cup, but we'll leave those fixtures afield for Andrew Snaith in a second or two for the preview this weekend. It's getting down to it now, and it feels like we're coming to the end of the league season. I know that's a stupid thing to say, because we actually are.
the only thing that's going to be able to save Hyde is just, again, looking at the future, the last set of fixtures. Micklover are away for the rest of the season now. They've not got a home game left. So,
so you mentioned Michelover Sports have got all away games. Their away form's quite good. They beat Barwell 4-2 away from home recently. Ilkeston 2-0 and Colwyn Bay 2-1. So, and it's tricky, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing else to add, really. Thanks, yeah. James. Can we end on a high? I know what we can talk about. Next week's special Evo Stick Extra, pre-recorded live from a hotel in Barnsley. How northern can you get, James?
Very. We'll leave that for Swamby to describe after last year. I'm not saying any comments. But I'm looking forward to the event as always anyway. And it should be a great night, especially I can't even predict who being the team of the year. I know we've had a supporters one, but it's going to be a really tough call to announce, because there's been so many. I know this is a big cliche again, but it's the quality of the football in the Premier League, and I'm going to say for the other two divisions, because I've watched a fair bit of Division 1 North, maybe not as such as Division 1 South, but again, it's been a fantastic season, and there's some great players that have got the shout. I'd expect a few shocks as well. I say bring on Sunday and bring on the last week of the season.
So that's what next week's podcast is going to be. It's going to be pre-recorded from the MPL Awards, and hopefully, I mean, we've got a track record for this. We can do drinking and record shows. We've done it. We've been doing it for the last 3 years. We should be fine. We should get a good show out, and it should be all right. We're just saying, but just to warn you all, dear listener, yeah, it is one of those do's. But James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, how can people get in touch with you and join the fun and games that are going on right this very second on Facebook?
Facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter @the MPL group. And also this Sunday, we will be doing, I don't think there's any live feeds, the Twitter page will have all the winners as they are announced on stage, including my own award.
Indeed. And we'll try and get the podcast out on, hopefully on Monday, Tuesday. And there won't be much of a fixture review from Saturday. We could do that on Sunday, can't we? Yeah, so we'll Evo Stick Extra will be out a bit earlier next week. It'll be out on, say, Tuesday next week, with everything that's gone on at the awards do. But anyway, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra, and you have a lovely week, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, it's Ben. See you Sunday.
So, for a fixture preview for this weekend's crucial matches in the Evo Stick Premier Division, well, there's only one place we can turn to, and we've been mentioning him pretty much throughout the show. It's now time to join hands and welcome Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andy, how are you?
Hiya, Ben. Not too bad at all. We're nervously anticipating this final week of the season.
Now, I'm not going to say what I said off air, because that would be wrong, but logistically, it would work out really well for the MPL show in Evo Stick Extra if Whitby Town and their radio station stayed up in the Premier Division this season. I'm just saying that. Just because of correspondence in Division 1 North, it'd be overcrowded, and we don't want that. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
So, what was I going to say? That's totally thrown me, because I wasn't actually going to say that on air, but I thought, why not? I might as well share it with the public. So, we'll cover off the relegation battle in a second, but as we mentioned earlier there with James Hayes, the title, it feels like it's taken a bit of a turn in the last couple of games or so. It feels like it's now properly in Darlington's hands. And this weekend, Darlington, we've got the title picture combined with the relegation picture, because it could be curtains for Stamford this weekend as well. It's Darlington against Stamford. Stampy's been in touch to say, Stamford away at Darlington to confirm our relegation unless we get a miracle. Do they need a miracle, Andy, or do they just need a win or a draw?
I don't think they need a miracle. I was just—I'm only looking at the same online quotes as I imagine you are. Yeah. But Darlington fans saying that the players were picking up injuries in their victory on Tuesday night, a good 3-0 win over Skelmersdale, and yes, they do have a big squad. But playing against Stamford fairly recently, they're a strange team because they can be very Jekyll and Hyde. They do have the firepower, but they do concede goals. I don't think that Stamford need a miracle. I don't think it would be a miracle if they get a result against Darlington at all. But yes, you make Darlington the favourites. So we're actually playing out a little ad we put together for Whitby Town Radio, just advertising our Friday night lineup. So we have Evil Stick Extra on there, yes, or the MPL show, depending. We have a quote from Aaron Flanagan saying that Blythe had pretty much won the league. This was obviously earlier in the season. And Berkey was slapping him down, saying there's 19 games left to go.
Yes.
And obviously that shows the turnaround that we've had. But obviously it is Darlington's to lose, as the cliche comes. Whitby have got Darlington on Thursday, penultimate game of the season. Could be huge for both clubs. Could be just a point needed for both. Could be a carnival atmosphere. Could be a morgue. We don't know what to expect. To summarise, yes, I think Darlington will win, but who on earth knows? I don't think it would be a huge shock if Stamford got something.
And having spoken to the Stamford manager a couple of months ago, if the players aren't up for this one from a Stamford perspective, then they'll never be up for any game. This is travelling to the potential title winners this season, and it's a must-win game, and they're going to be so G'd up. So I'm not ruling out a surprise. I'm just saying.
No.
I'll log on to my computer at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and I'll go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, moving on. Blythe Spartans, they are in this title hunt, we have to say, at this moment. And they're travelling to Matlock Town on Saturday. And Lucas Martins has said, league-wise, it doesn't matter anymore. Oh, no. As Darlow have won the league, but a lot of us are going down to Matlock. It's our last away this season, no matter what. So I expect a great performance and a win. So what do you think, Andy? It's not all over for Blythe, is it? Because as we just said there, there's three games left this season.
Yeah, exactly. And there's only 2 points in it at the top, albeit Darlington's goal difference effectively renders it as 3 points. Blythe have every chance. Matlock are a strange team, though. They often tend to reserve their best performances against the better teams. And who knows, that could be what happens on Saturday. I mean, you'd think if Darlington win and Blythe lose, that is it. That's curtains for Blythe's title challenge. I've heard of a lot of Blythe fans with possibly just sort of, you know, trying to jinx things for
mind
Darlow
games,
a little bit
mind games,
and defence mechanisms for themselves. Absolutely, mind games. They were saying, well, you know, we might just rest a few players, just ready for the playoffs. We know we're going to be finishing second. We're going to have home advantage, which could be crucial. Actually, teams having to go to Croft Park in the playoffs. But I think Blythe are right in it. But equally, as we said with Stamford getting something at Darlington, I think there is a big chance of Matlock getting a result in that game as well.
Righty-o. Salford City, we mentioned it earlier, although it's still mathematically possible they could be caught by the teams below them, it does look like they're now snug in third position, guaranteeing home advantage for the semi-final in the playoffs. This weekend, they're hosting Nantwich Town. Ryan Batty's been in touch to say, away trip to Salford in the season home run could be a very good game, especially after a quality 2-0 win over Workington at the Weaver on Tuesday. He's going for a 3-2 for Nantwich in this one against Salford. And Richard Scott, if Nantwich play like they did on Tuesday, we will beat Salford. Ooh. At this stage of the season now for Salford, they managerially, Bernie and Jono, they're going to want to judge their players, and therefore every single player on that pitch for Salford has to put in a shift because they don't know whether they're going to get dropped for the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't really know what to make of Salford. I've seen both sides of them this year. I mean, they have so much quality going forward. And they sometimes it just doesn't quite happen for them, that maybe teams are in that defensive mindset and deliberately make themselves very, very hard to break down, knowing the quality that they're playing against. Maybe they raise their game slightly. I mean, they've clearly got so much quality that they'll be an extremely dangerous team in the playoffs. You know, I mean, it is a moot point. They are going to make it. Again, we're going to have a playoff set that none of us can really work out who's the favourites, who's going to win it. But it always surprises us. I think we had fourth versus fifth, didn't we, last season?
Yes.
I don't know with Salford. I really don't know. I've seen them create lots of chances, dominate games and fail to score or only score once out of 20, 30 opportunities. And I've seen them destroy teams.
In the four times I've seen them this season, they do try and score the perfect goal on occasion. And I don't know whether that's a weakness or not. I mean, people deserve to be entertained, but I know what you mean. I know what you mean. They do try and walk it in on occasions, don't they?
It's Arsenal syndrome, I suppose you'd call it. So we'll see which Salford turns up on Saturday. Nantwich, lots of quality there as well. That could be a storming game. And of course, they're going to have a big shout in the picture at the other end of the table as well, because they're at Hyde on Monday.
Aye. The game of the day, though, I suspect is happening at Hurst Cross, where Ashton United are hosting Workington. David Hills-Taylor has been in touch to say Ashton host Workington with a win guaranteeing a playoff spot. A defeat, however, and it's wide open again, all to play for. This is a proper must win for Workington. Proper must win.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. No idea what's happened to Workington in the last few weeks. I think a few people have made that point. I'm sure your other contributors have said so. I don't know what's gone wrong there at Borough Park, but that's a huge game at Ashton for them. I mean, it's two places between three clubs, isn't it? There at the in the playoff picture, Ashton, Stourbridge and Workington fighting it out for fourth and fifth. Must win, yeah. I think that's a fair comment, but Ashton, a big, strong, well-organised side, and it'll be a tough task, without a doubt, for Workington.
Now then, we're going to ignore Stourbridge for the time being because they've got a very important match this weekend, which involves somebody I'm talking to at the moment. So we're going to save that till last. So we're going to go to the relegation picture now. And we mentioned a must win for Workington. I suspect this one here is a must win for Hyde United. Buxton against Hyde United. Thomas Rothwell's been in touch to say, need to beat Buxton to give us any hope of surviving. He can't see it, and I can't see us picking up any more points either. This season for Hyde, have they fallen into that Witten Albion trap and they've just slowly gone down there in the last couple of months?
There's always one team, isn't there, that sinks from a position where you just don't see it happening. I mean, Ilkeston had those fears, I think. They were comfortably in mid-table and suddenly they started to sink. And it's happened to Hyde now. And I think it is must win at Buxton, or certainly must get something, if only to sort of arrest the run that they've been on. And I don't know how many consecutive defeats it is, but they've been absolutely dire form for months now. And it just needs something to arrest that slump. And Buxton, well, they've got a great home record. They're terrific at the Silverlands. I don't know whether the air's a bit thinner up there at the top there. It's so high, but there's nobody other than the top two who have won more games at home than Buxton. So there's obviously something they're doing right there. And it's always difficult to go there. And they had, having been there in the last couple of weeks, they started so well against Whitby. We thought, well, they played Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, they might be tired. Nothing of the sort, you know. So you can see the kind of motivational quality that Martin McIntosh has to get the best out of his side when he really needs it. Plus Buxton went into that game a few weeks back with a bit of pressure too.
Yes.
They were on a bad run. It just seems a long time ago. Safely mid-table now. So I think it's a big, big task for Hyde, being faced with a side with that kind of mental strength. I think it'll be a big ask for them to get anything at Buxton. And that big game on Monday night, I think that is a huge game against Nantwich, that Monday night.
Absolutely. I'm sure should say Marty McIntosh has been extended for another season, and I've, from my own personal perspective, Marty McIntosh is a good egg in my book, a good egg.
I can see why they've extended his contract. He's a good manager.
Just while we're discussing Hyde United, because they've done that trick of coming out of the Conference North, or the National North as it's known now, and potentially going right through. And that's happened to Colwyn Bay this season. Colwyn Bay are hosting Sutton Coldfield Town. And it goes to show you that the coming out of Division 1 South, Sutton Coldfield Town have had a good season this year, a remarkable season in many ways. And Colwyn Bay have just done what Stafford and Joel's done, have done in the past. It must be difficult to adapt to this level from above.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it, how it happens. It must be about momentum or loss of players or something like that, that teams coming down always struggle, teams going up always seem to do well. And I hope they can take some encouragement from Stafford's campaign this season in the First Division South. They look good to come back into the Premier. They've gone down and regrouped and come back up quickly, or look to be. Took no real pleasure on Tuesday night, certainly relegating Colwyn Bay as a Whitby supporter. Mm-hmm. Delighted with the result, but no pleasure in seeing them relegated. Great setup there at Colwyn Bay, really nice ground. I like that. Lowest shed I've ever stood in, actually. Lowest terraced roof. Nearly hit my head, and I'm 5'10". But yeah, great evening there, and no pleasure in seeing them struggle. It is weird how it works out that way, but I can only think that when you come out of the National North and go into the Evo Stick, that it's maybe a slightly different sort of player you maybe need. You need someone with maybe a bit more of a fighting quality, because it's such a physical league.
I tell you from first-hand experience, because obviously I watch Conference North football a lot nowadays, but I've also dipped my toe into the odd NPL game as well. And the NPL is a lot faster than the Conference North is. It's not necessarily as physical, and there's not as much kidology that goes on. It's a lot faster. It's a lot more honest, and I think you have to adapt to it. And that all credit should go to Workington for doing that in the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, absolutely, and equally as well. Just going the other way, we're talking about teams with momentum going up, because it is a step up to this level. Where Sutton Coldfield, yeah. What a season they've had.
Absolutely. We should, at this point, we'll mention where should we go to next? It's awfully tricky, isn't it? Skelmersdale United against Mickleover Sports. Mickleover, speaking of Division 1 South, for a long time they were looking odds on, relegation nailed on. And the last couple of months they've just been getting the odd result here or there and doing enough to keep their head above water. And I reckon Hyde United or Stamford would love to have had the recent run that Mickleover have had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have to admit, having seen Mickleover a couple of times, I wasn't that impressed, and I did think that they were going to be in that bottom four, but they've obviously got something about them. They've got a bit of fighting quality. Maybe they've got a few players in as well. Since I saw them in action, they've done really, really well. Maybe contrasting styles here, but Mickleover, big, strong, well-organised side. They got the big lad at the back, Nico. He's a quality player and leads them well. He sort of seems to be everywhere on the pitch. Skelmersdale, really good, quick passing forward play, lots of chances created. That's how Tommy Lawson's side set up. And so contrasting styles there. Mickleover still looking over their shoulder. It'd be interesting to see how they do in this one. Very interesting encounter.
Absolutely. I mean, if Stamford and Hyde get results and Whitby Town get a result, then it's back on again, isn't it? So Mickleover have to be very careful in the final few games of the season. It's certainly not over and done with. We should say as well, the way Division 1 North has performed, the promotees from Division 1 North has been excellent, but also it's been excellent from Division 1 South, and that bodes well for the likes of, not to be preemptive, but the likes of Stafford Rangers and Warrington next season. So it's going to be an excellent season next year, I feel. Just a quick mention for Marine, because Marine aren't fully out of it either. It's been remarkable for Marine. They're hosting Ramsbottom United this weekend. And forever, for all season, everyone's been saying the same thing. Oh, Marine will be fine. And they have been fine. But How come everyone was so certain?
Marine will be fine. I was actually going to say that the I've been seeing them last weekend. They are a good side. They were a little bit unlucky, I thought. We'd be beating them by a goal to nil, and I think Marine would have been decent value for a point in that game. They're a good team, and you just think, well, surely they're too good to go down, and hope, you know, from their perspective, hopefully I think they'll be absolutely okay. They'll have no problems. They just seem to have a bit more quality than two or three of the sides down there, and just a bit of all round shape and structure. And to be honest, just a little bit of luck here and there. I think that's all they require. But they'll be absolutely fine. Yeah, they'll be okay.
Now, before we get to the massive six-pointer match that's taking place this weekend in the West Midlands, before we get to that, there's three matches which are huge in the mid-table battle this weekend. Hales Owen Town are hosting Grantham Town. Rob Lloyd's been in touch to say Yelts at home to Grantham in what is Colin Brooks' last home game as chairman of the club. Would love to see a win for him and for the services he has given to Hales Owen. We should say in the last few years for Hales Owen, it's been quite a rise, we have to say. Ilkeston, they're hosting Rush Olympic. It's just faded away for Rush Olympic over recent months. Ever since Richard Sneakers did that interview. After on this show, and
ruined it.
And I'm so sorry. And lastly, the two sides who a bet wished had a couple more wins under the belt, they'd be challenging for the playoffs. Frick Athletic against Barwell. I quite fancy that game for being quite a good match. But those are the three matches in mid table. Any comments to add for them, Andy?
Yeah, the battle for seventh, isn't it? Frickley against Barwell. Frickley have been superb. They've been a real breath of fresh air this season. And I'm really happy for them, actually. Maybe a little bit of Yorkshire solidarity there. But they've had to really battle, haven't they, Frickley, in years past. And they're nowhere near that relegation shake-up. I would back them to get that seventh spot as well from Barwell. They're a really, really good team. They've got some really quality forwards going forward there. You know, the Jacob Hazel and there's just some good quality there. They look really well set up and a real danger. And I'm happy for that. I think they've been excellent. My note for Hills on obviously wish Colin all the best after his tenure there as chairman. The video footage they provide Hills on absolutely superb,
isn't it? Superb.
Yeah, I've just got to say, Hills on the video footage they provide. I think it's Ben, the young lad, who does it. It's really, really good there, and really enjoy watching the highlights. He splices it together really good. It's like a professional quality product. Yeah, it's really good to see that. And although I would say that last week, I did say this online, when they played Ramsbottom, it's like a blue kit against a purple kit. They look very similar. What was that all about?
Oh, I was at a match. I was at Corby Town last week, and they play in black and white, and the referee wore black, and it was very difficult to see. Maybe there should be some ruling with regards to this kind of clashing of kits.
When you get them turning up and going, oh, you can't use that colour tape on your socks and things like that, and then ignore something like that.
Undergarments is the latest one. They have to match.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, enough of this chatter. It's gone all Primark for my liking. Mention game of the day, which has got connotations of the playoffs as well as the relegation. This is a big, massive match. This 6-pointer, some people would say. Stourbridge hosting Whitby Town. It's a bit of a must-win for both sides, just to solidify where they are in the league at the moment. What are you expecting, Andy?
I would say that Stourbridge, you know, if they get a point, they'll be fine. You know, they could just take it easy. I really don't know. Stourbridge have been in a really good run of form, actually, to be fair. I think it's a real big ask for Whitby to go there. That's why it was so huge that Whitby got a win at Colwyn Bay. Chris Hardy, the Whitby manager, did make the point in his post-match comments that it had banana skin written all over it at Colwyn Bay, having the, you know, near 200-mile midweek trek down there. I think Whitby got to Stourbridge a little bit with nothing to lose. Obviously, they're right down there and still battling, and things could go awry if Hyde and Stanford get results. But they're not expected to get anything at Stourbridge, and that might suit them. There's not really that much pressure on them. They'll probably look at the home game with Barwell on the Tuesday night as maybe more likely to get something, not knowing what Barwell will take up to North Yorkshire midweek. I think it's a big ask for Whitby to go to Stourbridge. They've only lost four times in the league at home, and that's been the case for a reason, I imagine. I can't see Whitby getting anything. Perhaps maybe a battling draw. Stourbridge, as you say, I mean, a win for them, and they're guaranteed the playoff spot, I think. But a draw wouldn't be a terrible result for them. They've still got a good four-point advantage over Workington.
And just to cover off those Monday midweeks as well, before we get to plugging the coverage for Saturday's match. On Monday, Hyde United are hosting Nantwich Town, which Andy's already highlighted as a proper big one for the relegation picture. And then there's a whole host of midweek encounters, which I don't have to preview now because we're doing a special awards do Evo Stick Extra next week where we'll be doing that preview from a bar, which I think is quite novel. It'll never catch on, though, I don't think. But this weekend, Stourbridge against Whitby Town, where can people listen to it other than Black Country Radio, of course? I should say that for Adam Parks, but for yourselves.
Absolutely, yes, they're very good. Whitby-town.com. Just go on Whitby's website, and there is a link for Whitby Town Radio there, a couple of links on there. We'll have a live coverage. I'll have a mobile phone in my hand for the full duration of the game, risking my safety for the good of the listening public.
Absolutely. And just a quick plug for Whitby Town Radio as well for your Friday night schedule, which I know you mentioned earlier. What's that about? What happens on Friday night on Whitby Town Radio?
Friday night, it's a bit of a fixture now that we have your good selves with the Evo Stick Extra, the MPL show, of course, once a month. Also, Paul Connolly, my media colleague, he has a podcast that he does, just a general football podcast called the How Long Ref podcast, where him and a few of his fellow students, Leeds Trinity Uni, they discuss general football. We go professional and some non-league in there as well, that's also followed at the end there by the podcast as well, with Paul talking to Chris Hardy, the Whitby manager, and a few players and a few other town luminaries as well. So we have our Friday night. It's amazing. Like BBC Two used to have the Comedy Zone.
Yeah, oh, I remember the Comedy Zone. Basically, what we're trying to say, people, is if Whitby Town Radio on a Friday night, it's better than Talk Sport. That's what we're trying to say.
I know what we're trying not to say.
Yeah, and no one's going to force, and you know, no one's going to make you ring in, dear listener at home. You're just going to sit there and you're going to enjoy it. And you're not going to get stressed or anything. It's going to be great. So Whitby Town Radio, place to be on a Friday evening, as well as, of course, on Saturday afternoon for Stourbridge against Whitby Town. Well, Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio, thanks for joining us this week on Evo Stick Extra. And I think, Andy, you know, I think this might be your last appearance this season. There's not many additions left, is there?
There's not. To be honest, I think I'll take it as a good sign if you're not tempted to call me in the week, but it'll hopefully mean that my team aren't embroiled in a relegation battle going to the final weekend. It's been a pleasure this season, as always, Ben, and thanks very much. We appreciate the plug-in. God knows we need it.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to keep that in because it had a tear in my eye, but we'll get you back on for the season review that we're doing in early May, because we're going to do two MPL shows, you see. One for the playoff and title, one for relegation. So we'll get you on for the latter.
Oh, okay, mate. That'll be a pleasure.
In a guise of, oh, this is how you survive, that one. Not in a kind of that's how you get relegated interview. Yeah. You understand, don't you? Yeah. So, Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio, thanks for joining us this week, and we'll hear from you in early May.
Lovely, yes, the retrospective review of how it went.
And now for your correspondence. And starting things off with Division 1 South. Paul Griffiths, if it's on, hopefully we'll do the same to Shaw Lane what we did to Stafford. 3-0, he says. In the morning, Paul advises us that he'll be at Cannon Hall Farm, but the weather not looking good for Barnsley. Oh no. Well, hopefully the match is fine, and hopefully your morning trip will be fine as well. And that is, of course, from a Kids Grove Athletic perspective. John Sowerby, Leek Town host rock bottom Tividale, who are without an away win all season. Nothing riding on it for us now, but anything less than 3 points for Tividale will sadly confirm their relegation. But John advises that snow is forecast, proving that Al Gore was indeed correct. Snow in April, who knew? Ian Loomis, on the coach to watch Gresley's last away match of the season at Daventry. Knowing our luck, it'll be raining all day and traffic on the M1. Transitional season coming to a close, and we've found a couple of gems in tough times. Local lads who, if their attitude is right and their heads aren't turned by money, could be very good. To the Premier Division now, and Peter Bibbings has been in touch to say off for an afternoon at the seaside at Colwyn. Happily, the season has been over for us for a while, so we're just going to kick back and enjoy. Going on form, we should win, but we've never been that good at playing sides at the lower end of the table. He'll just be happy with a point, happier with a win, and I should say, Peter, as well, make sure you go to the beach and do a bit of skimming. There's some cracking stones there on the Colwyn Bay beach. And just to remind you, Peter is of course a Sutton Coldfield Town supporter. However, the big match at the weekend and where the party is, perhaps, is in Division 1 North. Chris Horton, Glossop North End in the playoffs in our first season in the NPL Division 1 North, beyond our wildest expectations, although we'd have loved to have won it. Ian Wilkinson, a short trip on the road to see Farnsley Celtic take 3 points from Mosley. Liam Curry from a Spennymoor perspective, last away game of the season at Northwich Victoria. Very tough game where a point would seal second place should Northwich get the deducted 9 points back. Think we can beat them anyway. Not lost in the league since the 28th of December. But to the party that we've mentioned, Prescott Cables travelling to Warrington Town. And Ryan James Bedard, 1 point needed at home to Prescott, then championship party at Cantilever. Come on the wire. Lloyd Berrett, one more point at home to Prescott, and the Warrington party can then begin. David Dodd, I'm expecting Warrington to win in style, Town to win 4-0. While party pooper, and concluding this week's Wall of Correspondence, Andrew Huff. Going to watch Cables at Warrington, we normally play well there, but lose. I'd love to win and spoil their party. Well, there you go. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, dear listener, for your correspondence this week. Tune in next week for another wall littered with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben. Just a reminder, we'll be back earlier next week with a special Evo Stick Extra pre-recorded live at the NPL Awards in Barnsley. And don't forget, later next week, there'll also be a special Evo Stick NPL Division 1 show out as well. So that's all happening next week here on the Evo Stick podcast. Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old internet. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But that's it from me for this week's show. A big thank you to both my guests for joining me. And thank you, dear listener, for joining me as well. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.